flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Amshant. Chidev dehastu chideva loka chideva bhutani chidindriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarva paramartha rupam. Everything. Dehastu, loka, the body, the worlds, bhutani, all the beings, chidindriyani, all the sense organs, karta chidanta, karanam chideva, chideva sarvam, paramartha, rupam. Everything is one, undivided. Consciousness. Where has my bliss taken me? To a place where there is nothing but my own self. Now I have realized the essence of my being. Without me, the world is nothing at all. Where has my bliss taken me? To a place where there is nothing but my own self. Now I have realized the essence of my being. Without me, the world is nothing at all. In everything, beyond everything, it's only me. Apart from myself, there is nothing at all. There is neither sorrow nor happiness nor grief of any kind. An extraordinary bliss exists and nothing else remains. Nothing else remains. This ocean, these waves, this foam, these droplets, all are but dream. Nothing but water exists. Oh, I am the joy, and my delight is infinite. Bliss is all there, and nothing else remains. Where has my bliss taken me? To a place where there is nothing but my own self. Now I have realized the essence of my being. Without me, the world is nothing at all. The illusion of duality I once believed in, when it vanished, nothing remained to trouble me. When the veil of duality was lifted, I saw everything is one and nothing is apart. Nothing is apart. Mujhe meri masti kahan leke aayi, jahan mere apne siva kuch nahi. Everything is just me. Everything is just one undivided consciousness. There was a time when we thought that matter is everything. And then we realized atoms, that this is the smallest particle. Our understanding of science deepened, and we understood this atoms is made up of photons, neutrons, electrons. Science further deepened. 2012, God's particle, Higgs boson. That even this neutrons, photons, and electrons, there is even something subtler than that. We called it God's particle. Our understanding of science even deepened further, and it came back to the same what the ancient wisdom had told us. Vibrations. That everything that exists, exists in the form of vibration. There is nothing static, but everything is dynamic. And the whole ocean is the sea of vibrations. There is no you and me, there is just one. There is no this matter and that matter. Paramartha bhutam chideva loka chideva bhutani chidindriyani karta chidant karanam chideva. Everything is just one undivided consciousness. The more you penetrate into matter, you find there is no matter at all. This and I are same. Because everything is vibrating at a deeper level. Everything is in the form of lay, flowing, moving. There are no words. It is just the sound. All the scriptures in Hinduism, they are written in the form of poetry's meter. The lyrics are not prose but poems. They don't convey any meaning, but there is a friction. Om Rim Rim. They don't convey anything, but they are not there to convey, but to generate the spark. One undivided consciousness. And ultimately we come to the same realization, the science and spirituality is meeting. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. You realize everything is one. Jaha mere apne siva kuch nahi hai. To the place where there is nothing but my own self. The essence of my being, the world is nothing but me. The world is nothing but an extension of my being. Everything, everything. Earlier, the waves, the ocean, this foam, these droplets. Ye sagar, ye leher, ye jhaag aur ye boonde, sapna hai sab jal ke siva kuch nahi. Are main hu mauj and anand. Everything is me, hai masti, masti, piya kuch nahi. Mujhe meri masti kahan leke aayi. Where this bliss has caught me. I don't see any difference now. लगा अब पता मुझको हस्ती का, मेरे बिना मेरे तो जहां कुछ नहीं, नथिंग, द एग्जिस्टेंस इज इन मी एंड आई एम इन द एग्जिस्टेंस, भ्रम ये जो दुई का मुझको हुआ था, आई हैड दिस डिल्यूजन ऑफ ड्यूअलिटी इज ब्रोकन नाउ, ये पर्दा दुई का हटा कर जो देखा सभी एक, मैं हूं जुदा कुछ नहीं, नथिंग नथिंग नथिंग, आई सी वन यूनिफाइड एग्जिस्टेंस, एवरीथिंग, द एनर्जी इज फ्लोइंग, दिस इज द कॉस्मिक डांस ऑफ एनर्जी विच इज गोइंग ऑन. Good that they call this Higgs boson, God's particle. The diversity is gone and I realize the one unified existence. Vibrations in everything. Today's Murli, Baba talked about seeing one in all. When you master the mantra of one, the duality finishes. You see everything as one. Paramartha Rupam, the one unified, undivided consciousness. So there are two ways to approach the divine. The one is the path of surrender. You surrender yourself to the highest, to the supreme, bhakti, love. The other path is you don't surrender. The self expands to the extent that the whole world becomes the self. This path is less trodden. This path, Baba has not spoken of so much, but in this Murli, this path of Advaita Vedanta, of non-dualism, of expanding the self and seeing the self everywhere has come. This is probably the only Murli which supports the concept of Advaita Vedanta. The rest of the Murlis are dualism, where soul is different and God is different and you need to surrender unto Him. But here, Baba said, you see the one in all, Nij Priya Atma. Priya Nij Atma. Dear soul's self. Dear self, soul. This is a difficult path. The path of surrender is easy. You have somebody in front of you and you surrender. But here, you expand yourself. You see yourself in everything, in everyone. How can I harm others? Because the other is the extension of myself. He is no different from me. The dualism is gone. The illusion of duality is thrown away. And now the unified energy of love is flowing everywhere. I cannot harm anyone. I cannot hurt anyone. Because everyone is me. Love is like a Wi-Fi. It is invisible. But it connects everything. Provided the signal of the soul is strong. The signal should be strong. The receptivity should be strong. So when you move into that dimension, when you start seeing all into one, This all thing is just one. You cannot even harm an animal. You cannot harm even a stone, a rock. A rock is also a Buddha in the making. The play is going on. The play of vibrations. The play of electrons, photons, neutrons, Higgs bosons, God's particles. The play of waves and wavelets. It is a cosmic dance of bliss all the time. The existence is rich. Why are you beggar? Why you want to shout and cry and ask? Fill the being with that infinite light of bliss, of happiness. There's no comparison. Comparison kills. Competition is poisonous. Why should a fish aspire to become like a bird and fly? Everyone is unique. Nay, Mott's masterpiece. Everyone is special. Nay, an artwork par excellence. Everything is so perfectly going on. No complaints. Everything is in its place. And you achieve detached observership naturally. So today is Murli, there are three important points. First, imperishable fragrance and imperishable happiness. Children's happiness is God's happiness. Imperishable fragrance is love, gathering, cooperation, and Drida Sankalp, a determined resolve. So that is the fragrance. So let this imperishable fragrance and this indestructible happiness stay with you all the time. This is the first point. The second is about Nich Atma, Priya Nich Atma, dear Self Soul. Baba said that was a time during the initial days of the Yajna. This was the main practice. A tool to become soul conscious and to make others soul conscious. You see everyone as soul. You write to everyone as soul. And it was very effortless work. Now practice this. Bring this deep, enigmatic secret into your practical lives. Of writing and seeing everyone as soul. And the third part is Mantra of One. These are different mantras. You can create as many as possible. All permutations and combinations. This is just one study, one Srimat, one mantra, one Murli, one faith, one remembrance, one churning. This is just the one knowledge where you get lost. This is the one knowledge for discussion, for sharing, for understanding, to distribute. One father and none other. You have all the relationships with one. You surrender unto one. You remember one. You have company of the one. You have love for one. You have one faith. One support. You talk with the one. In one you have everything. One is everything. So this mantra of one. One and one. Just one father, no mother-in-law and no father-in-law. Just one eternal love story and your money is saved. Your energy is so saved and your phone calls and your texting messages are salvaged. Just one eternal love story. And there is no getting upset. Or running after some person to please. Nothing. The external validation is dropped. You do anything just out of joy. You don't want to become like anybody. You want to become what you are. You are not showing off anything so that somebody gets pleased, somebody gets happy. You don't want to gift anything as to please somebody. You are the gift. The giver and the gift become one. You don't want endorsement by somebody. You are your own master. And yes, if somebody wants to join you, that somebody will remain free in this journey. This is the journey of divine partnership. All your false girlfriends and boyfriends would go away. Because this is the journey of those souls who sync with each other. They don't make each other their slaves. They remain free and they want others to remain free. Love, true love, brings freedom, not slavery. You're not here to please somebody. So this mantra of one, what Baba said, it makes everything easy, Sahaj. This mantra of one, what it does, it makes you see all in one. This mantra of one makes your affirmation of one father and none other even stronger. So these are the three things that happen with this mantra of one. So what is today's task? Take one week's task, one Dhrida Sankalp, one strong resolve to make some changes, some change, some transformation within 1 week. The second is sharing of smiles, bring joy and happiness at least to 5 people today. Not now, today. Starting from now. Avinashi Khushi. And the third task is the old tradition bring back. Baba said in the Yajna history there was a tradition to look at everyone and to write everyone as Priya, Nicha, Atma. So start writing Or whenever you look at somebody, think of that soul as niche, self-soul, that will consolidate spiritual vision, that will strengthen the bonds of divinity. Rest of the Murli is about meeting different groups, persons. We are not taking that. So this is the shortest Murli we are revising. Just one paragraph or two paragraphs. Baba meeting with senior teachers. Om Shanti.